You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Well, hello there. Welcome to another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison. Thanks ever so much for joining me. If you are new to the show, make sure you hit the subscribe button in your podcast app. I promise you that you will not regret it and your membership will thank you for it, because this is the number one podcast for growing a successful membership business. It's been running for 10 years now, so you've got 420 plus episodes of membership wisdom, insight, inspiration, and ideas with a few little rants and some great interviews thrown in along the way. So if you feel inclined and you've got a couple of weeks to fill, you can binge listen to the entire archive. But even if you can't do that, make sure you hit subscribe, because you will not want to miss each weekly episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. And you already know this if you're a long-term listener. You know I love and appreciate every millisecond of attention that you give to me and the show. For those of you who've been able to leave those lovely positive reviews, I am so, so grateful. If you haven't and the podcast has helped you out, if you can take just a brief moment of your time to leave a nice shiny 5 stars and a few kind words, it would mean so, so much to me. Every review helps us reach more people and also lets me know that I'm doing my job right as your guide through this wonderful world of memberships. And today, I'm going to be diving into a topic that's a bit of a double-edged sword. This is something that I've advocated for and I've preached about for years, but also something that, if left unchecked, can become a real headache further down the road once your membership's been running 5 years, 10 years, even 15 years. And we're talking about legacy pricing. So this is based on the idea that when someone joins your membership, they lock in the price that they joined at. So even if you increase the price for new members later, everyone continues to pay the original rate they signed up at for as long as they stay subscribed. Now, not only is this good practice, but it's also something that works fantastically well for member retention. Because of course, if you know that the price you're paying is a fraction of the new member price, the regular price right now, if I signed up for your membership 5 years ago when it was $20 a month, and now a new member signs up and they have to pay $50 a month, even if I haven't been using your membership for a little while, and ordinarily that might make me think, okay, maybe I'll leave and I'll come back later if I need it. The fact that I would lose out on that legacy pricing, the fact that if I left and then came back in the future, would mean I'd be paying a lot more, that can be enough of an incentive for me to not cancel, for me to leave my membership active for a month or two, even if I'm real busy, in order to hold on to that really advantageous, really attractive legacy pricing. It gives people a reason to stick around. They feel rewarded for their loyalty. They know that they're getting a great deal. And not only does it work well for retention, but it can also be a big sales driver too. If you know you're putting the price up for your membership, you can run a promotional campaign around your impending price increase and push the fact that you offer legacy pricing. So if you know your membership's going from $50 to $70 in 2 weeks' time, you can run a promo campaign that says, hey, if you want to lock in this $50 a month price for the lifetime of your membership, you've only got 2 weeks left to do that. So that creates urgency too. People rush to join before the increase hits because they want that same deal locked in for life. So if legacy pricing is great for sales and it's great for retention, why are we talking about the challenges and the downsides of that kind of pricing strategy? Well, the snag is this. What happens when, for life, in terms of how long that pricing is locked in at, what happens when that starts to become a really, really long time? What happens when the membership someone signed up for at $20 a month is now unrecognizable? There's 50 times the content. There's all sorts of new features. The community is huge and diverse. There's aspects to it that could never have been envisaged when it was first started. There's now a coaching element in there. There are vast new courses, all that stuff. And they're still paying the same $20 a month while everyone else is paying $50 or $80 or more. What do you do then? That's what we're going to dive into. So really, what I'm saying is that legacy pricing is great until it isn't. Let me be clear about this. I still believe that legacy pricing is something every membership should do, particularly in those earlier phases of your membership business. It helps drive conversions. It rewards your founding members. It gives you a great promotional opportunity when you do increase prices. It's just good practice looking after your people. And it can be challenging from a technical point of view to actually increase the price of a paying subscriber. But the thing most people don't talk about is this. Legacy pricing is not a strategy that is going to last forever for every membership. And I say this as someone who's helped thousands of membership owners within the academy. There will come a point where legacy pricing starts to feel like it's working against you, not for you. You start to look at some of those long-term members and think, well, they're paying less than half of what everyone else is paying. They're getting access to stuff I never even imagined would be part of this membership when I first launched it. And if all of my members were on this rate, I'd be in a lot of trouble with my business. And when you start thinking that way, resentment can creep in, and that can be a bit of a warning sign. Because when you start resenting your own members, you're more inclined to stop showing up for them in the same way. You might not realize it at first, but it does seep in. So what do you do when legacy pricing starts to feel unfair to you? Now, I have talked about this in the past when addressing the general question of whether you should increase the price your existing members are paying. And in most cases, if the membership is the same as it ever was, and it's just a case of you feeling like it's not fair, someone is paying less, then there's not really much of an argument for putting their price up, because you are not only rewarding loyalty, those people who are the great rate, they backed you when it was a riskier thing to do. They joined you when there was more chance that your membership might not last. They were the ones who actually fueled your business with that financial investment, even though now it might look like a small amount. But back then, without that money, you would not have been able to get through that first 6 months, 12 months. And so in most cases, if your membership has just grown, it's just evolved, it just continued to be fundamentally the same offering, but more material, more courses, more people in the community, then usually there's not a case for putting the price up. But in a lot of situations, it's not as straightforward as that, because memberships go through so many different iterations. So it's not always just about being greedy or feeling hard done by. Some people, and I've said this, will say, if you promise them that price forever, tough, you can't go back on that. And indeed, on past episodes, I lean in that direction, and that advice does still hold in many cases if nothing's really fundamentally changed about your membership. And when I say change, I don't just mean the number of videos you have. But the kind of situations I want to address today really is where your membership has grown, evolved, and transformed into something far beyond what was originally offered, when it's just a total different ballgame. So it's not about trying to squeeze more money out of your most loyal members. It becomes about value alignment, about fairness to you, to your business, and to your other members. Because if someone's paying a fraction of the price for the same access as everyone else, and what they're now getting is an altogether different product, altogether different proposition, and you're starting to feel the pinch of that, whether it's financial, whether it's the amount of work you're putting in supporting members where a portion of it are not really investing in it at the same level, then that can start to break down. So when it comes to that question of, is there a case for not honoring that legacy pricing or for reevaluating it at least, the main thing you need to ask is whether your membership has fundamentally changed. So that key question is, the membership that those legacy members are in the same membership you're offering now, or has it fundamentally changed? If the answer is no, if the core deliverables are all the same kind of thing, maybe they're a bit more polished, maybe there's some more extras, maybe there's just more stuff in the library, then I'd lean towards leaving things as they are, accepting that that lower rate is a reward for loyalty, a reward for backing you back in the day, for helping you get started. Leave things as they are. But if the answer to that question is yes, if what you're offering now is significantly more value in terms of the outcomes, in terms of the results, in terms of specific new features that are just tangibly more valuable than what they first signed up for, then it is absolutely valid to revisit your pricing approach. So some examples would be that you've added a coaching or a community element that didn't exist before. Maybe they joined when the proposition was just a library of workshops, but now you're doing coaching. Now there's a community in there. Now there's maybe tools and software that were never planned and never promised to them. Perhaps you've gone from quite a static content library that there weren't any plans to add to, but now you've got more fresh training being added. Maybe you've got a signature course in there. Again, was never something they were promised, never something they would ever have had a reasonable expectation of. Maybe you've introduced live events, one-on-one access, private calls and coaching, certifications. In these sort of cases, you are well within your rights to rethink whether long-term legacy pricing still makes sense. You're not breaking a promise. You're evolving the relationship with those members. And I want to be really clear here. You're not the bad guy for thinking about this. Even if you haven't fundamentally changed, it doesn't make you a bad person for wondering whether it's right that those people should be paying what they're paying. You're not the bad guy for thinking about this. So many membership owners feel guilty for wanting to raise prices on those long-term members, like they've failed somehow or misled them. But your business is not a time capsule. If you have genuinely added immense amounts of new value, you have diversified and evolved your offering, you now show up for your members in ways that you weren't able to before. You've grown in a total different direction as a membership and as a business, then asking people to pay a fairer price for what you now offer isn't betrayal, it's evolution. Memberships evolve, and your member relationships evolve too. So what are your options if you fall into that category of fundamental change, where effectively your product now does not even resemble what they signed up for? There's a few ways you can thoughtfully and carefully address the legacy pricing issue without alienating members, without feeling like you're screwing them over. And without screwing them over, it's not just about not feeling. It's about making sure that you're taking care of everything fairly. One thing you can do is create a tiered structure to your membership. That's one of the cleanest ways to handle things. You can take the original offer as a basic tier, whereby what people get at that level more closely resembles what was originally offered at the time those members signed up. So if you only offered a static library of a certain type of content, there was no signature course, there was no roadmap or pathways, there weren't any coaching elements, you could make that legacy, that basic tier, something that is comprised of the things that your legacy members originally signed up for. That's what the membership looked like. And then new features, or some of the bigger hitters, the newer things that are at the root of why your membership has so fundamentally increased in value, those could make up a higher tier. So your legacy members still keep access to what they originally paid for. There's no broken promises. But if they want the shiny new stuff, they can choose to upgrade. No pressure, no drama, just here's what you signed up for and here's what's now available if you want more. That lets you respect the original deal while realigning value and your pricing strategy going forward. Another option is to offer long-term members a discounted upgrade path. So if you're making the decision that the old legacy pricing just is not realistic for you to still be obligated to honor it, and you have a membership, let's say, that is currently charging $79, your legacy members are on a $20 a month plan. Instead of having them go from $20 to $79, maybe you offer them a price point in between. So instead of jumping them all the way up to the top, you just take them up to a higher price than they're currently paying, but still give them a discount over the current rate. So instead of going from $20 a month to $80 a month, you maybe go $20 to $50 a month, and they're locked in at that rate. So you acknowledge their loyalty by giving them still a significant discount, but you also acknowledge the fact that the product has changed and you're taking care of them essentially by saying, you know, what you're paying for now, this is a total different product. And rather than forcing you to pay the full price, we're still going to reward that loyalty as a thank you. You get the lower rate than new members get. And the thing is, if people have stuck with you for such a long time, chances are it's not just financially motivated. Chances are they understand and they recognize how things have evolved. You'd be amazed how many people would happily say yes to this, especially if you make sure you take care of the messaging so you're not kind of saying that, well, hey, you've been underpaying this whole time, but now we're going to make sure you pay me fairly. You actually emphasize the benefits, emphasize all the things that you've done, emphasize that, you know, the product has evolved so much, and to continue that evolution, this is a change that has to happen. So again, you let them essentially come a little closer to being on a fairer price point, but you're still giving them a good discount to reward their loyalty. Or, you know, if you don't want to bring in a new tier, if you don't want to continue to give any sort of discount to those legacy members, you may be worried if I've said, okay, well, you know, you take your $20 a month legacy members up to $50 a month, so they're getting a $30 discount, and that becomes a legacy price. Maybe your voice in your head saying, okay, so what in another 5 years' time, when I've still got members on legacy pricing, it's a little bit higher, but I have this challenge all over again. Maybe you don't want to mess with all that sort of stuff. You just want to get rid of that low price point. You want to get all those legacy members up to full price. You can just do that. It's more delicate. Sometimes it's the right move. No messing around. Get straight to the end result that you want, and that is every active member paying the current price. You have to be more delicate with it. Give them a heads up that the pricing will increase at a future date, so 3 months or 6 months from now. Needs to be well off in the future. Clearly explain why. Highlight the ways in which this is now a completely different product. And explain, you know, this isn't because you're greedy. It's not because you want to punish loyalty, but because the membership they're in has changed drastically and you can no longer sustain delivering that level of value at the old rate. Give them time, give them options. Make it clear it's a difficult but necessary decision for the future of the membership. Now, if you do it right, if you communicate it right, you will lose fewer members than you expect. You're going to lose members. Absolutely. But if you handle it right, you'll lose fewer than you might expect, and you'll gain back a lot in terms of bringing everything in your membership into alignment and making sure that what you're doing is financially sustainable long term, because you're not delivering the high level offering to a member base where a big fraction of it is paying way under the odds. Now, whatever approach you choose, remember this: how you communicate the change matters more than the change itself. Be clear, be respectful, be honest about why you're making this change and what it means for them as a member. Acknowledge their loyalty, thank them for being part of your journey, show them what they've helped to build, maybe reward them in some other way. But above all else, give them agency. Don't just whack their price up at short notice. When I say about, you know, you can just forego adding a tier, forego giving them, you know, an option to upgrade to a discounted version that is priced a little higher. Even if you just want to get short and you just want to get their price increased, when we say give them time, we talk about months, because you just announced that their price is going to go up in 2 weeks' time. A lot of people will miss the email. It's not enough time to make a decision. It's not going to go well. Give them time. Give them clear communication. Give them options as to whether they want to stay, whether they want to cancel, without pressure, without blindsiding them, railroading them, or rushing them out. Now, again, legacy pricing is a fantastic part of a strategy. Really can help you get traction in the early days. It rewards your earliest believers, but it's not untouchable. And if your membership has significantly, and I really need to emphasize, if this was in text, bold, underline, red color, significantly, fundamentally transformed. Doesn't mean going from 10 courses to 50 courses. Doesn't mean more activity in your community. It means like brand new features. Anything in your membership that is substantial that those earlier members would never have had any expectation of getting for that legacy pricing. If that is you, your legacy pricing doesn't have to be forever. If your membership has grown well beyond what it was, the value, the structure, the experience, all of it's changed, then it is okay to reevaluate the deal. You're not breaking your word. You're running a business that needs to be sustainable. And sometimes that means having grown-up conversations, even when they're uncomfortable. Done with care, thoughtfulness, and respect, your members will understand. And if they don't, then they probably weren't the right members for the version of your membership that you're running today. This is a tricky one. I don't like talking about anything that might sound like we're being unfair or not doing right by members, because the best memberships prioritize the member, prioritize that relationship. They are built on trust. But for the situations we're talking about, there is no breach of trust. There is no betrayal. It is simply you have gone so far off in a different direction. Your membership has evolved and evolved and evolved to a point where it's unrecognizable and unlike what they originally signed up for. And so if one side of that equation is now completely different and it's completely unbalanced, does not mean you're a bad person or you're doing something wrong if you want to address that and try to bring things into balance again. So this is a situation that will only apply to those memberships that have been up and running for years. And indeed, on a recent consultation call, we focused just on this. They had this very problem. They started a membership where it was just a small library of static resources, some templates, a couple of tutorial videos, but it's gone on to offer tools and curriculum and certifications and accreditation and all that sort of stuff that was never on the table, never on the table in the early days. And so the idea of addressing or redressing and rebalancing legacy pricing is forefront of that membership strategy moving forward after a good 10, 15 years in their space. So if you're one of those memberships facing this dilemma right now and you're not sure what the best approach is, I do hope today's episode has given a little food for thought. And even if you're not there right now, but you have been capitalizing on legacy pricing and you maybe start to wonder, okay, but what happens if things change in the future? What are my options? Hopefully this has given you a bit of insight and has enabled you to be a little better prepared as your membership business continues to grow and scale. That is it from me for this week. I do hope you found this week's episode useful. As ever, if we've helped you, if you've enjoyed the show, we always appreciate any and all reviews and I read every single one of them personally. Make sure you hit me up on social media at Membership Geeks if you do leave a review so I can thank you personally. If you need more advice and support, you need more direct answers to questions and dilemmas you're facing, just like the one we talked about on today's show, the best place to get that support and a whole lot more is inside Membership Academy. So head on over to membershipacademy.com. I'd love to see you there. A lot of you who listen to the show are already in the community, so we get to hang out there anyway. But if you're not, I do hope you'll think of joining us. It is the place to be for building, launching, running, and growing a successful membership business. So come on over and join us, and I will see you on the next episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discounts and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.